Genesis 28. I want to talk to you about angels today. More importantly, the operation and the way he's showing us. Everyone say, I'm not alone. If you're going to get the angels involved in your life, you're going to have to exercise faith. Everything about the kingdom operates by faith and awareness. You need to be aware of who they are, what they do for you, and practice that awareness. I do it every single day. You should be surrounding your house with angelic hosts. Be aware they're with you. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 1 says they're ministering flames of fire. And more importantly, it says they're sent to minister on the behalf of the heirs of salvation. How many of you are an heir of salvation? The more you become an heir, the more they'll be with you. Amen. The kingdom of heaven, everything God does, the angels are involved in it. So we want to get them involved in a greater level where they shift atmospheres. We're going to begin today with Genesis 28, and I'm just going to share some things that the Lord wants me to share concerning them. And this is Jacob. He has a dream, and God catches him up in a dream, but how many of you know there are dreams and then there's dreams? A dream realm, God can transport you. And Jacob had a living encounter. Just like Solomon, the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, ask what you will. That whole kingdom came out of that dream. We're going to look at verse 12 for the sake of time. He said, he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to the heavens. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descended. Ascend and descend. So they were moving up and down this ladder that Jacob saw. This is an important operation. You have to understand the Bible, there's three different heavens, so to speak, that are spoken of in the Bible. There's first heaven, there's definitely a second heaven, and there's a third heaven, because the Bible says God dwells in the third heaven. So if there's a third heaven, there's a second heaven, there's a first heaven. So we are first heaven, the earth that you live and breathe in. That operation is first heaven. Second heaven is the demonic principalities. The Bible calls the devil the prince of the power of the air. He operates in a second heaven operation. And he rules from a throne in the second heavens, which God's going to unseat him. I don't know about you, I don't want to live in the tribulation age. If Michael's going to lead a charge about midway through the tribulation, right at midway point, and he's going to completely tear the devil and all the principalities that operate in the second heaven. They're going to be thrown down into the earth. Getting ready for the millennial reign of the Lord. He's going to cast them all down into the earth. And the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil's come down to you. I mean, all of that's going to get empty. But right now, it's there. And that's a very important part, because to get a true open heaven in your life, we need that whole infrastructure of the second heaven cleansed. Now, if you're going to plan on fighting the devil all your life, he's going to wear you out. We don't fight fist to fist with him. Our war is really not with him. Our battle's more with faith to get what God already said about our life into the earth. Amen. Now, the angels are going to help us a lot, and I'm already receiving a tremendous amount of confirmation. I'm seeing some things happen already, which is pretty awesome. So he dreams his dream. We're seeing the angels ascend and descend. Genesis 28. And behold, the Lord stood above it. He said, he's standing above this. He goes, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, of Isaac, and the land where thou liest, to thee I will give it. So he's confirming the land, the covenant for the land. Then he confirms the seed. Now, what he says about the seed, we know Galatians said that seed is Christ. So everything he's saying, he's promising a seed, but he's standing there in an open heaven. Angels are descending and descending. He's standing over the open heaven. And he said, thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in thee and thy seed, say thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That seed was Christ. You're part of that now. Everything is being said to him belongs to you. You have to know that. Whatever was given to Abraham, whatever was promised to the seed, as he is, so are we. Everything Christ did, he did for you. He did on your behalf. He did it for you and for us. Amen. And he says, behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee in all the places you goest. I'm going to bring you again to this land. And now Jacob, he wakes out of sleep. Verse 16, he said, surely the Lord is in this place. Something happened there. Because that went from dream to reality. That manifested in the earthly position he was in. And Jacob was afraid. I mean, not in a fear sense, but I mean, when the glory comes around you like that, you tremble. It's kind of like that. And he said, how dreadful or how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. That's where they get the name Bethel, house. This is the gate. That's a strong words. Gate is also used as door. This is the door of heaven. So a door was open from heaven to earth. A ladder descended. Now, I want you to go to John chapter 1. We're going to see this again in John 1. We're going to see it with the Lord and Nathaniel. So John chapter 1, at the end, we'll pick it up in verse 46. And Nathaniel said unto him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. And Jesus saw Nathaniel coming to him. He says, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no guile. And Nathaniel said unto him, how do you know me? And he said unto him, before Philip called thee, you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Before Philip called you, and Nathanael goes, oh my God, you must be the Son of God. His eyes got very big. And the Lord said, because I said this to you, you believe, you'll see greater things than these. Now watch what he says here, because the fulfillment of what we call Jacob's ladder, and I know what the devil's done with that name and all that in the movies he makes, but this is the true ladder that he saw. We see this with the Lord. And Jesus said, you'll see greater things than these. And look at verse 51. He said to them, verily I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now that's very important, because this is the only place you really see the ascending and descending part, even though angels were present throughout the Bible. But the ascending and descending is an important part, because that denotes an open heaven, because the reason they're ascending and descending is they're clearing out what we would call second heaven interference, prince of power of the air, and they open a window from third heaven to first heaven, or from heaven to earth. He said, you'll see this, but this was over the Lord's life every single day. Everywhere he went, he lived in this open heaven. Everywhere he went, it was there. The same thing that Jacob said, this must be the house of God. This is the door of heaven. There is a way to open that and keep it open. Amen? There's a way. It takes a little time to get that operation in the earth. It's going to take faith. It's going to take awareness. But we need to know part of their operation is to ascend and descend. They'll ascend and descend over your business. They'll ascend and descend over your home. They'll ascend and descend over this church, over your ministry, over your family. You have authority in certain realms. And if you understand your authority and you administrate faith in those realms, the angels will get involved with your faith. Now, every one of us have guardian angels. They're here to protect and things like that nature. But others, you ministering flames of fire, the Bible says, sent to minister on behalf of the heirs. There's a difference between an orphan and an heir. An orphan doesn't know who they are yet. They don't know how to get heaven involved in the earth. They're just trying to get through the earth. An heir knows who they are, and part of the operation to be an heir of God is understand how heaven operates with the earth. When the Lord was standing in front of Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he was telling Nicodemus, you must be born again, and they were going through this discourse. And he says something to Nicodemus while he's standing there. You should really go there. I want you to see this, because it's a very profound verse. There's not very many verses describe this. Because you're going to see where the Lord was standing. I don't want to get into the whole thing for the sake of time. Let's just pick it up, what he says to him in John 3, verse 12. He says, I've told you, because he's got speaking about being born again. Nicodemus didn't understand what he was saying. He said, I've told you earthly things. Now, Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee. He was pretty high up in that realm. And he said, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man has ascended up to heaven, But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, if you have a King James, they got it right. The other translation just tried to make that thing right. It said, even the Son of Man that is in heaven. If the Lord telling Nicodemus, you must be born again, if that caused his head to spin around, you can imagine what he just heard then. He goes, wait a minute. What'd you just say? No man ascended from heaven except he that descended from heaven, even the Son of Man that is what? In heaven, while I'm speaking to you. There has to be an understanding of how heaven and earth merge together. Christ is the only door that heaven and earth can merge with. But heaven doesn't always mean being the throne with lightnings and thunders. I get that part of heaven with a sea of glass. But there's a realm in the earth you walk in. You can call it being the realm of the spirit. But it's part of being in a heavenly realm. And the Lord was standing in that realm speaking to Nicodemus. In fact, the Lord ministered out of that realm often into the earth. If we want to be effective, we're going to have to learn to get in that realm. We're going to need the angels involved in our life, and we need them, their involvement. We're going to need them more. The Lord told me, you're going to need my army in the last days, because there are forces being arrayed against your generation. You're going to need everything heaven has in these last days. There is evil being unleashed in this world right now, in our nation, that we are not ready for yet. But God is also going to be unleashing some power of his own. Amen. Now, we need this operation of the angels that ascend and descend, because they keep things cleared out. But more than just ascending and descending, they surround, they encompass. And Zechariah said, I'll be a wall of fire around about you. And the glory within. Say, the wall of fire. They build a wall around you. They build a protection around your home. If you know what you're doing, and you should at this point, you can stand over your home. You can stand and administrate. I, as a priest or a king, and decree things over your home. You should be doing this. If you have a lot of warfare in your house, it's because you don't have your house cleaned out. If you got a lot of stuff going on at your house, it's because your house is not under a protective covering. The Bible says, he goes, I've set my word in your mouth. I've covered you in the shadow of my wings. You've got to be covered. Your children need to be covered. You got a lot of trouble with your kids. You got to keep a wall around them. Amen. Carson recently was planning on moving out. I get that part. The guy he's moving in with, it wasn't setting well with me. And, you know, I tried to talk to him. And, you know, how many of you tried to touch kids? And it's like, Dad, I'm an adult. I'm ready to do this. I'm like, I get that. But I'm a pastor, and I hear things from God. After I got over, you know, and I feel like he ain't gonna listen. And God said, listen. There are times you couldn't hear either. He said, people try to talk to you, they couldn't talk to you. And I'm like, okay, I got it, okay. He said, so let's pray. You know what he told me? He says, pray a wall of fire around him. And I started praying, and within a week and a half, that thing was a done deal. Well, that thing come undone. But I was like, yes, Lord, hallelujah. You can pray a wall of fire. You need to see their involvement. They're ministering flames of fire sent to minister on your behalf. They're spiritual beings, but they're powerful. They're very powerful. In 1 Kings 6, there's a story when King Assyria came out, and Elijah and his servant was sitting on a mountain. And his servant woke up in the morning and he saw the entire king's army. He goes, Elias, master, we're going to die today. And I mean, Elisha's just having his coffee right now. He didn't even get upset. He woke Elisha up, and Elisha didn't get up and like, what's going on? He said, oh, Lord, just open his eyes. Open his eyes. And when he did, they're on a mountain, and the whole mountain, they were surrounded by an army of chariots. And they were surrounded by an entire army with one man. An entire army was with one man, Elisha. And an army came out against him. And they dismantled that entire army, struck him with blindness. Elisha walked them right up to the king. They're all blind. He let them. He goes, they said, we can't see. He goes, I'll show you the way. Walked them right up to the king of Israel. The king of Israel, let's try him. He said, no. But that's the power we have if we understand the authority. Now, Christ is our example, and he's telling Nathanael, you will see them ascend and descend upon me because this is the open heaven I'm living in. They were with him every day. I'm going to share something you probably haven't seen before. I want you to go to Matthew 26. You might be familiar with this verse, but this is the first time I saw this. You remember when they come to the Lord in the garden? We always think he's in the garden. There's a few people in the garden. He's got the 12 disciples. All the movies you see about it, you know, there's usually like five or six soldiers to come to apprehend him, right? But when they came at him, you remember Peter took a sword out and he struck the servant's ear. He said, Peter, he that lives by the sword dies by the sword. He took the guy's ear and slapped it back on his head. I mean, ever seen a miracle like that? Slapped it back on his head, and that guy was just undone. I mean, right then I would have just said, whatever God you're serving, I want him. But the Lord says, when they came out against him, and so I asked the Lord about this, he goes, read it again. Because I said, why would you need 12 legion angels? There's only five guys there. Could I not presently call my father with 12 legions of angels? He would presently deliver me right now. This is all divinely orchestrated. I am the lamb that's to be offered up, basically. But what he said, he could call upon legion 6,000. So 72,000 angels. I said, for five men, 72,000 angels? He goes, go read it again. So look at verse 47. I never saw this before. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him four men. A great multitude with swords and staffs. Say, great multitude with swords and staffs from the chief priests and elders. I don't know what a multitude is, but times that like 10, and that's a great multitude. A whole army came out. That's a lot. And the Lord said, I could call right now. Woo! I said, Lord, we need this operation. It was with Elisha. It was with the Lord. A great army came out. A great multitude. He said, can I not call upon my father right now for 12 legion of angels? Maybe a 72,000 people came out. I don't know. A great multitude. Doesn't matter. He said, I could call for 12 legion. They could presently deliver me from any army. And they had swords and staffs. In modern day, a great multitude come in with machine guns and everything else. If the Lord would have called on them, they would have dismantled that multitude right there and sent them packing. This is the power, the authority. They were up and down operating continuously with him. And in these last days, the Lord said, you're going to need them continuously with you. Evil's going to come to its heights. And the glory is going to come to its heights. And we need a people that are trained to operate in this world. They're already talking. I get what they're doing, the election thing. But they're already talking about, right now, a new disease. They're calling it something X. I don't know. I don't know if you read about it already, but it's 10 times greater than COVID. We're going to need a shield around us. It's a little greater than what used to be around our nation. You know, used to, the glory was so upon our nation, he just shielded us from so many things. It was just a natural shield around us. Now, so many gates have been broken through, so much stuff's coming through. You're going to have to depend more on the shield of God than you do on the shield of a nation. We're going to have an open heaven around us and know that it's there and be aware of the operations of these angels. And you start by understanding their mission is to ascend and descend and keep an open heaven over your life, over your children. When things start going wrong in your business or your family and you're under a warfare all the time, everyone's going to have warfare. But man, I have found out how to walk in a place of peace where God stills those storms. If you're having one storm in your life after another, you've got open doors and you're going to need the help of heaven. When I wake up, when I'm praying, when I'm moving in this realm, I am becoming aware of the angelic armies of heaven that surround, that are with me, that are with the crown, that surround this house, that surround my house, that surround my children, to surround on and I. And I'm always wanting awareness that I am surrounded by a wall of angelic fire around me. Don't think they'll just automatically start operating. You have to exercise faith. They respond to your maturity. They respond to your faith. And they respond to your call. They're with you in multiple dimensions. Certain ones are with you in your calling. Like with Moses, God said, I'll send my, notice this word he called, my hornets. I'm going to send them in front of you to drive out the Hittites. He called them hornets. Now, I don't know about you, but when you see a hornet, what do? You run. I don't care how spiritual you are. Man, you could have a bee suit on, and the hornet comes, you're out of there. Hornets, what's time 10, right? He has angels that he calls hornets. Y'all want the scripture for that? I send my hornets. I think that's Exodus 23:28. I'm going to send them in front of you. He has hornets that can dismantle entire nations to prepare for the arrival. God can prepare for your arrival into something. He can send angels. There's angels that they're messenger angels. They're sent to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. Everyone say, I am an heir. But you got to understand what causes them to come in. First thing you got to do is they got to clear some stuff out around your life. You don't have them working. They have to work according to your faith. People think they just show up. They work in accordance to your faith. To the way you see and operate with God. They can clear out a territory for you. You keep them around this church all the time. Our friends over there across the way. They walk our parking lot all the time. They have midnight services. They have another God they worship. But they don't have any problem walking around our parking lot. They walk circles all the time. They're peaceful, but they're walking circles because they're trying to claim the territory. Well, I don't have to go walk no circle, but I'll stand over there and drop the circle. Amen? Say, we drop the circle. It's a plumb line. Well, now that you have modern day technology, you should take a picture, Google your house and kind of drop it down. And you can hit a little circle and it'll do a red circle over your house. That's the way you need to pray over your house. You need to see it because why? All the earth is under his feet. He's been made to have dominion over the works of the Father's hands. You have been made to have dominion. You have been given dominion, but you got to exercise your dominion. And I like to drop the circle. I get that from the Battle of Jericho. God surrounded that city. But people don't understand, when he came out to meet Joshua, you remember he had sword drawn. Y'all remember that? He come out there and Joshua didn't know who he was, and Joshua pulled his sword. Could you imagine? Walking out and said, are you with us or for us? Joshua's going to get you some. Joshua's going to go fight him himself. He goes, no, but the Lord of the heavenly hosts, I've come. It was the Lord of the hosts. Whenever you hear the Lord of hosts, whenever you see Lord of hosts, that means the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. He said, I've come. He brought his angels with him. Who do you think tore those walls down? They walked around and surrounded Jericho seven times. And with a great shout, when they shouted, all the angels were already encompassing Jericho because God had surrounded it.
The foreshadowing of that. The ark was surrounding. It's like a crowning. It's an encompassing. And when they shouted, all the angels that the Lord brought, they tore the walls of the city down. Dropped them. Boom. God did that for a reason. He was going to send a shockwave. Because Jericho was a cornerstone stronghold of the promised land. He was bringing a shockwave. Said, I am here. He was announcing his arrival. There is a time when God announces his arrival. When there's glory. How do you think Jesus would walk through multitudes? They came out to kill him in Nazareth. He walked right through. The angels parted it. They're with him. We need to be aware of their operation. Warriors, hornets. But you can, when you're praying, and you have authority, like with your children, you can pray a wall of fire. Lord, surround them with a wall of angelic fire. And don't let no evil or evil personality get in there. Shoo them. God start answering your prayer, you'll stop doing things in the flesh. Start doing it more in the spirit. Because you know he's answering your prayer because he knows, you know he's with you. Amen? And they're with you. They like the fight. They like the battle. They like people of faith. They don't operate much when there's unbelief. Nothing good happens when you got unbelief around you. Doubt and unbelief kills everything. It's an atmosphere. And you put unworthiness, guilt, shame with that kind of thing, and weakness. You're an open heaven to the wrong thing. You'll attract everything wrong. That's why faith is an atmosphere. It's an action, but it creates an atmosphere and it attracts heaven. It attracts God. And the angels work freely when there's faith. They're empowered because your faith is an empowerment. And they're operable. They're sweeper angels. Sometimes they come sweep your house out. They sweep. They clean the house, the threshing floor. The warriors, when I pray, I see them. Lord, surround. And I, that guy, he's got like 10 of them with him. I said, surround our house. I see them stationed around the house. But I also see this wall of fire. Yeah, I'll do it. All right. Go to Isaiah 66. He said, don't tell them, show them. Don't be naive. Learn how to pray. If they surrounded Elisha on a mountain, they can surround you. They can fill a whole mountain up. Say more than enough. There's a lot of them. The devil drew a third of the angels out of heaven. He drew a third part. They become demons. But there's still two thirds left. Two thirds with the glory of God. That's the army. Isaiah 66, verse 15. I do this every day. The Lord said, you better get prepared. Keep your faith prepared. Look at the angels of glory around. Your faith has to do this. To understand how they work. Amen? Isaiah 66, verse 15. For behold, the Lord comes with fire. Woo! And his chariots, like a whirlwind. There's a whirlwind or a surrounding. I got caught up in a whirlwind one day. When I was practicing this, the Lord wanted me to see its power. I got caught up for 3 or 4 hours in the middle of this glory. It was powerful. Nothing evil stands in the middle of that. Death can't stand. Sickness and disease can't stand in that. The enemy has no defense when you're in the midst. You're in the middle. God said there'll be a wall of fire around about you. My glory will be in the midst. You want that sensation that you're surrounded by God. I'm surrounded, encompassed by God. I'm encompassed. Chariots of fire surrounding me. 2 Kings 2. I don't just preach this stuff. I do this stuff. Every day I make this a part of my prayer. I want them operable and I want more of them now. I said, Lord, if you can call on 12 legion, I can call on 12. I want to get to the point. Could you imagine what you could do if 12 legion angels would respond to your faith? Well, he's the Son of God. As he is, so are you. There's nothing he did that you can't do in faith. Except go to the cross. He could call on 12 legion. Man, if you could get a legion on your behalf, whoa, what would happen? What happened when we get them up in our business? What happened when we get them up in our church? Get them around our family, our kids. We don't have to work a little less. God will work more. Look at this verse. This was when Elijah was leaving the earth. He was about to go. He takes Elisha across. And we'll pick it up in verse 9, 2 Kings 2. It came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I'll do for thee before I'm taken from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee that I may have a double portion of thy spirit upon me. Could you imagine a double portion of Elijah's spirit? And Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing. Because I'm a prophet. I got something on my life, but you've asked a very hard thing. But he didn't deny him. Notice what he says. Nevertheless, here's how you're going to get it. Here's how you're going to get it. If you see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so. But if not, it will not be so. Man, how'd you know? He knew exactly how God was going to come get him. I'd like to leave the earth like that. He knew the time. He's about to pass his mantle. He had the Elisha ready. He knew exactly how God was going to come. Because Elisha intervened, said, hey, I want double. He said, well, you're going to have to see what happens to me to get this. Verse 11, it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, and behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. God has chariots. And horses of fire. And this is part of his angelic army. And Elijah saw them. And it parted them both asunder. Came right down in the middle. That's where the Lord showed me how to pray. This is what's dealing with evil. He said, but the chariots of fire, God can surround your kids. You got somebody right next to them and God can put a wall around them. You don't have to go pray about the other person. Just put that wall of fire between them. Just pray goodness over your son. The wall of fire will take care of itself. Amen. And part of them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a what? Whirlwind. When these angels come in, when they're ascending and descending, there's a ladder, but they do this circle thing. They got this thing going. A surrounding whirlwind, the wall of fire. You understand that's how heaven works. Study the whirlwind. You'll see it a lot. When God's in operation, there's a whirlwind that comes, a surrounding that comes. A mighty rushing wind came when the Holy Spirit showed up. You might get used to this. I don't need to feel the wind. I know when it's active. They will work on our behalf to create an open heaven to dismantle. But here this whirlwind comes. It parts them asunder. The chariots. There's horses of fire. And Elisha saw it. He said, Father, my Father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He saw the horsemen too. You got a chariot. You got a horseman. And you got horses of fire. This is part of our inheritance, my friends. Most of them sit around doing nothing because they can't do anything without our faith. We have to be plugged in. We need to be walking in both dimensions. We need to understand that they're with us. They'll work on our behalf. We work so hard at things. The Lord said, you're not going to be able to do that in the days to come. Evil's going to grow. He's telling me straight up it's going to multiply. But so is my glory. But you have to understand what makes it happen. He has an army that can surround us. And get used to the idea that God surrounds you. and feel that when you're praying, asking to surround you. Be a part of it. Surround me with the chariots of fire, the horsemen, the horses of fire. If they're with Elisha, they're with you. What Elisha saw that day, after that, that whole army came with Elisha. And they were with him, a whole army of chariots of fire. He sees one, he gets an army. Dismantled an entire army.
I don't think the world's prepared for the revelation, the manifested sons of God with heaven's authority with us. God's going to unleash it all. We're the generation going to get it all. We're going to experience it all. But you got to get used to this. People don't got to talk about this stuff. Your protectors, they're real. They're there. They're going to help us. Man, when I see the warriors around, I surround this property. I encompass that place over there, this whole territory. Because we operate like heaven and earth, we know how to step out from that position and step into a place of dominion. I don't do this till I exchange, but once I exchange and I'm in the authority of God, man, I set that thing down. I believe in that. When I get too much stuff going, but anyway, when too much going on there, you got to drop the glory and start speaking and decree that all this warfare be dismantled. If you got a lot of infirmity, everyone, I know certain things will happen, but if you get sick all the time, you got to get your house cleaned out because you got something that's attracting that stuff. If you're sick all the time, that's not normal. No, I'm just saying you have authority. You're going to have to exercise this. Be ready for what's coming. Don't just float around. Think you're going to handle what's coming. You have to be equipped for the evil that's coming. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to prepare you. Because God's authority and the weapons of our warfare are far greater than the enemy. And all the evil he's doing and wants to do. Man, we're teaching these ladies are sitting on the board of schools now. They're coming up in here and praying on Tuesday. I said, just don't walk up in there and pray. You set the ring over the school. You set that dominion plumb line. See, that is Jericho and God surrounding it. He's going to unleash his angels to loose the bands of wickedness. For God to be a habitation in the midst of these schools. Amen. We're doing it over the church every day, doing our life. It's only going to grow greater. The whirlwind, the chariots of fire, it's our awareness, our faith as it grows. I want to get like the Lord and call on 12 legion and boom, there they are. Man, that's a lot. That's a big army, 72,000 angels, boom. Pretty awesome. There was one Assyrian angel that slayed 185. He was an angel of heaven, slayed 185,000 Syrians in one shot. These, some of these guys you don't mess with. There's an army. I'll close with this. 2024, the year of Psalms 24. The arrival of the King of Glory. At the end of that psalm, he said, who is this King of Glory? He said, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. He's not coming back as a suffering servant. He's coming back as the King of Kings. You're not going to mess with him when he's coming back. He's been waiting. The nations will be his inheritance. The kingdoms of this world will bow down and become the kings of our God. He's coming back with a rod and authority. The Lord strong, mighty in battle. But then they say it again. Who is this King of Glory? And he said, the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. He's bringing out his armies to accompany the crown. He's bringing out his armies to accompany the heirs. He's coming and bringing out his army to get the job done. They are with us. You don't have to be in all of them. You have more authority than they do. Read Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1 and 2, you know what that whole thing is about? Christ's preeminence over angels. Over all the angels. But you too. They don't have your position.
Not any of them are recorded seating at the right hand of God. You are. You're seated at the right hand of God. That's not their estate. They actually minister on your behalf when you're walking with God and ministering on His behalf. They're with you. Start being aware they're with you. Say, they're with me. Not just the guardian angel. We got to get over that. We need an army with us. We need warriors with us. I want the chariots of fire with us. I want the king's army. I want to walk in the Psalms 91 inheritance. There might be plagues unleashed in this last days. I don't know what's going to come, honestly. I'm not afraid of it. Because the Bible says no plague comes nigh your dwelling. You can't just go confess that the day that shows up. You better have that already around you. You better be ready before it shows up. You better already be walking in it. You already have that shield around you. My God, Abraham understood the shield of God. Angels visited him often. You should read his life. He saw them. He starts cooking. Slays a lamb. Angels show up. They walked up in there, delivered Lot out of that foul place. But they're with us. They're with the heirs of salvation. Get ready. Be aware. Start working your faith. To know they're with us, they respond to faith. They're coming with a crown. The whole army's coming with a crown. God's bringing the armies out of heaven. I mean, the clash of the end times. There's nothing like the day we're living in. Understand who you are in this day. Time for us to grow up very quick. Time to understand what God's given us. The weaponry. Understand how to walk with Him. Understand who you are. Don't just think you're going to walk and tiptoe through. There's a lot of stuff coming. But heaven's with us. And the angels are with us. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.